Now, on Friday, if you remember, we did a show on the bike lanes in the town of Tonawanda. And the show didn't go quite how I thought it was going to go. People were calling in to complain, I think rightfully so, about the very confusing painting. And they didn't know exactly where are they supposed to make a right-hand turn. And then we got into the standards for marking a bike lane. Oh, it was great fun on Friday. And again, thanks to Lucia for sending me pictures of what people, about the subject, people were complaining, because I'm a visual learner. So when I saw what people were dealing with, I said, oh my goodness, I now get it. And joining us from the town of Tonawanda is the supervisor, Joe Eminger. Joe, thanks. I appreciate your time.
Good afternoon, Tom.
So one of the issues dealt with, I don't know if I'm supposed to make a right-hand turn here or not, and I can understand why, because the solid white line, which used to exist for the right-hand turn lane, is still there, and over it, these little dashes of bike lane indicators, and that is a shared lane. The dotted line means it's a shared lane for motor vehicle and bike traffic, but the solid white line, which has pre-existed for the turning lane, is still there. I can understand why people might be a little bit confused. Joe, how about you?
Well, I can, as you know, this is not a town of Tonawanda project. It's right. New York State DOT. And I will say this, yes, it probably is confusing. Like any time you change anything, with your traffic pattern, it is confusing in the beginning. We are an intelligent species, I believe. Mm. And I think, people will get used to it. We put a hawk signal, very close to right, actually in the middle where these bike lanes are on Sheridan Drive about 9 years ago. And if we can put a hawk signal with getting people to cross Brighton and hoping that people stop their cars and have no incidents since that time, I think people will get used to the lines that are on Sheridan Drive eventually.
But of course, people are used to pedestrian crosswalks, and the hawk signals make them more readily identifiable. And that's kind of a pre-existing part of our infrastructure and has been for a long time. These bike lanes, especially on Sheridan Drive, are obviously new. One of the complaints on Friday was that there should be some educational signs put up saying, here's what this means, here's what that means. And it might really accelerate the process.
I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly with that. Again, this is a DOT project. This is not a Tonawanda project. Now, we've been very vocal last year before DOT, and we've been vocal over the last week or so. We were against this idea of putting bike lanes on Sheridan Drive, and they being the DOT, they opted to go forward with the project with no input from the town of Tonawanda Town Board.
It is a state road, though. They maintain it. They're responsible for it, right?
They're responsible for it, correct.
So they have jurisdiction over it, and the town basically can pound salt?
In so many words, yes.
I'm a very blunt fellow. Pardon my...
I like that. I like that. I did listen. I was able to catch part of your show on Friday, and I did catch the discussion because obviously it piqued my interest when I hopped in my car. And I was, anytime someone talks about the town of Tonawanda on your show, I listen more closely. So and one of your callers, said it. He said, I don't agree with Eminger a lot, but on this instance, he's right. Well, that's our opinion. 50% of the people, well, I'm going to take that back. 90% or more of the people who have reached out to my office and the town board over the past 5-6 days, over 90% of the people have supported our position that they shouldn't be there. Now, people are going to say, well, now I'm going to get emails and phone calls. You realize that, Tom, by saying that. Now I'm going to get everybody emailing and phone calling me saying, they support it. The bike enthusiasts, they want it. I understand that. I understand that. But, we have to do as town board members. We voiced our opinion loud and clear. Go back. Anybody can listen to the June board meeting in 2024, last June, not this June, June 2024 board meeting. You'll hear the board very clearly tell the DOT that they were not in favor of this project, and that if there were any people upset with the project going forward, that they need to call the New York State DOT, not the town of Tonawanda supervisor. So the DOT knows where we stood on this project.
Right, but you're going to take the heat because you are the top man in the town of Tonawanda.
I'm not going to say it's the heat. It's my job. It's my job as elected official. They can call me up and people can talk to me. You can't say that to your congressman or state assemblyman, can you? Or state senator, right? We're the most accessible form of government that people have, and that's why I like being town supervisor. I can talk to the people, whether I go to the supermarket or anywhere else, and they'll tell me what they think, and I like that.
I thought it was all about getting the free tour of the sewage treatment plant at Two Mile Creek. I thought that's the perk of the job.
Well, that's a fringe benefit, you know. Okay. Absolutely.
Go there anytime you want. So anyway, getting back to it, you came out on the bike lanes about 5 or 6 days ago and made your feelings very clear once again. And again, folks, this was not a Town of Tonawanda project at all. This was a New York State DOT project. The man with whom we're speaking is the supervisor of Tonawanda, Joe Eminger. He had nothing to do with this. He already has objected to it, and the state basically said, yeah, whatever, dude, it's our road. We're going to do what we want. He wanted them to lower the speed. They wouldn't even do that. He doesn't want the bike lanes on Sheridan Drive at all. So have you had any response from the DOT now that you've gone so public? Has anybody reached out to you because you are a stakeholder?
No, they have. You know, they've issued their statement, and in their statement that it was initiated. They said the action was initiated by the town of Tonawanda. That action was initiated, I believe, by an employee of the town of Tonawanda over 6-7 years ago. There were no discussions with the town board or any communication with the town board or their supervisor over the past 9 years I've been supervisor.
But did the employee who reached out to DOT have any authority whatsoever?
He's retired. I believe I'm not sure exactly who it was. I believe I know who it was, but I'm not going to say who it was. But I believe this individual is retired now. And no, he doesn't have that authority. The town board is the only one who can issue that authority.
So that's really kind of a stupid argument, because he may have been an employee of the town of Tonawanda, but you know, he's got as much authority to do that as I would to sell the radio station.
Your words, not mine.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's what it seems to me. I mean, there's a chain of command in the town of Tonawanda, and there's a legislative process in the town of Tonawanda.
We get elected to make these decisions. You know, that's what, you know, people say, you know, these are the decisions we get elected for, and some decisions we can help with. This is a decision that is out of our, we can't do anything about this. So, but we can be heard about it. And last year we told DOT when they came before us that, look, if you're going to do it, we're not in favor of the bike lanes, but if you are going to do it, please consider putting in some sort of barrier between the pedestrians, the bicyclists, the e-bicyclists, the skateboarders who are going to be using that lane. You got to put some sort of barrier, i.e. a curb, that will deter someone from just hitting people. And they opted, it fell on deaf ears. They didn't go with that because, quite frankly, the reason they said was they didn't have the money.
Yeah, the physical barrier between motor vehicle traffic and bicycle lanes is the exception and not the rule. They typically don't exist. They're building more and more of them, but that's not really how it typically goes, even on busy roads, from the research that I have done. The state DOT, if you were a betting man, what is the probability, you think, that they would say, you know what, supervisor, you're right. We're going to paint over the bike line. Never mind.
I would say very slim.
So that being said, the next best option for safety, I think, would be to they need to really take a look at how they've painted the bike lane. And people are confused for a reason. I had a chance to look at a static still photograph that I could blow up when I wasn't driving and trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. And even with that, it's not the easiest thing to determine, okay, which is the dotted part of this white line, because they overlap.
Well, again, education is always important when you're going to implement something like this. And, you know, the DOT is going to hear from me, you know, later this week. I'm drafting a letter now. Mm. And I one of the things I am going to mention is they have to do more education to the public on how to operate with the changes that they made on Sheridan Drive.
Yeah, because people, I mean, when I heard that people were confused about things, I didn't quite get it until I saw it. And then when I saw it, I totally got it. And they're not confused for bad reasons. Now, another question, I don't mean to ask you a question out of your bailiwick as supervisor, but the town police, have they been given something like a course in, okay, here's what bike lanes are, and here are the motor vehicle laws applicable to bike lanes?
Well, I think our town police are well versed in the rules of bikes, so I'm sure they're going to be talking about it in their briefings if they haven't talked about it already. So what I'm concerned about, Tom, one of my major concerns is just last week, Thursday or Friday, I saw a skateboarder coming up in the bike lane, going against traffic, not going in the direction that they should have been traveling in, no helmet on. And I saw a bicyclist. So you're gonna have people going against traffic, with traffic. You're gonna have e-bikes. You're gonna have skateboarders. You're gonna have motorized vehicles in those lanes. Just the drivers need to pay the attention. And you know, we all know there are no distracted drivers out there, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, never, ever. I mean, that's why you can be behind somebody in a police car with siren and lights and they don't move because they're totally preoccupied with whatever they're doing.
Yep, and they're all in a lot, you know, not to pick on the younger generation, but I had to chase somebody down 3-4 weeks ago in my vehicle because they were bopping and weaving going down the middle of the street. And when I tried to, when I caught up to him, he never heard me because he had his headphones on.
Oh, good God. And when, you know, it's tragic, too, because even very responsible people can sometimes forget what they're doing. There was a school teacher who died on Sheridan Drive, either biking or walking. And it's very easy to be a pedestrian seriously hurt or injured in a motor vehicle accident. It happens all the time.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're trying to protect everybody. The people, the pro bike lane people are saying we got to have transportation for all forms of transportation. I agree with that. I just don't think Sheridan Drive is the venue where we should have them. But you gotta use common sense. Sometimes you gotta use a smell test. And in my business, and in this instance, we let the DOT know last year that it did not pass our smell test.
So you said earlier that the DOT had not reached out to you since you came public or went public. Have you tried to call the DOT, or are you reduced to writing a letter?
No, I haven't tried to call them. I've been very busy answering emails and phone calls, quite frankly, on Friday and today. So, I think a letter is the best way to do it. I'm going to put it in writing. Last year they told me that they had communicated with the supervisor's office on this issue over the years, and I called them out on it. I said, I've been supervisor for 9 years, and please send me every email that you have sent to my office because I can't find any. And I said, please send them to me tomorrow. And here it is 14 months later, and I'm still waiting for their response.
So in your letter to the DOT, if you could use emojis, which emoji would you use most frequently?
I'm not gonna get to that. You're not gonna bait me on that, Tom.
Okay. No, I had a thought. I have either a frowny face or maybe something somewhat more provocative, and I think I will just use my imagination. Well, I hope you're gonna keep us posted on what the response is from New York State, and I really hope that in the interest of safety that A, they improve the painting and the markings, because there should be some differentiation between the left part of the turning lane paint on the road and the bicycle lane, indicating that it is a lane to be shared by both bicycles and motor vehicles, and there should be signs up telling people what the bike lane is all about.
I hear you, and I will get those points across. And look, the DOT, it's a tough job. Everybody's job is tough here. But sometimes, like I said earlier, they just have to use, you know, some common sense. And I don't believe in this instance that they met that requirement. And, you know, we let them know, and I'm gonna let them know in a nice letter. The letter isn't going to blast them. You know, that isn't going to get us anywhere. I'm going to make some more suggestions to them, and we'll see what happens with it. And if they reach out back to me, I will certainly let you know.
Hey, you know that monument to Philip Sheridan on Sheridan Drive? It was originally supposed to have an equestrian statue of the general. Any chance you can get behind a movement to push an equestrian statue of Sheridan? No?
Well, I heard you mention that. That's been the talk of a lot of discussion over the years. You know, where did Philip Sheridan go run off to? It's Tonawanda folklore. So we'll just let that stand.
Now, I believe John Percy, the historian, actually established that as fact. I don't think that's an urban myth. I think it's actually a true thing.
If John said it, he would know. Anybody?
I believe I read that in one of his fine books.
His book? Yeah.
I believe I did. Yes. Because I know I didn't read it on the internet because that thought had been with me prior to the internet. Supervisor, thank you very much for joining us, and I'm sure we're going to get updates from you on any response from the DOT.
You're welcome, Tom. Anytime.
All right, thank you. The supervisor of my hometown, I was born there, yeah, and raised there, Brighton Elementary, Benjamin Franklin, Kenmore East, woohoo! Joe Eminger with us on News Radio 930 WBEN.